We want to save lives. We like to think of ourselves as the front line. We want people to feel comfortable talking about their diagnosis.
Katie Budzinski is director of nursing at Team Care as Directed, known as TCD Medical. It's an Amherst-based program that is now allowing some doctors to assist patients in better managing their mental health.
Coming to terms with even saying the word, I have bipolar disorder, I have schizophrenia, that's a difficult task in itself. And then what?
Primary care physicians find they don't have enough time to spend with patients in helping them with their mental health. Yet rates of behavioral and mental illness continue climbing.
If something is uncovered, it gives you someone to hand this off to. You don't have to try to figure out, okay, I should see this specialist, that psychiatrist.
Dr. Vernus Bates is president of Dent Neurological. He saw the challenges for primary care doctors and founded TCD Medical.
And part of the problem with this is, one, there's so much of it, and then two, there really isn't the wherewithal to treat them. So the number of psychiatrists or behavioral health specialists of whatever type, there just isn't enough. And then that's part of the problem, but even when they see a psychiatrist or they see the appropriate behavioral health specialist, there's issues with integration.
How do you do all that and do it at the highest level? That's what we do.
Dan Budzinski is CEO of TCD. He notes a broken healthcare system is not supportive for mental illness. It often falls through the cracks. But this program allows for patients to be followed up from start to finish for their mental and behavioral health.
If you leave here and you get, you know, go see a psychiatrist, I mean, you're probably 3 to 6 months out from seeing somebody, right? And then there's a lot of just pieces that are just hanging there that are so important to people. And that's what we do every day.
The PCPs, the primary care physicians like ourselves, we're burdened. We have what's called value-based reimbursement. We have chronic disease management. So we have so many things to do.
Dr. David Pawlowski is with Highgate Medical Group. He stepped in to speak with us from his busy Amherst office. Highgate has worked to spearhead the TCD program.
Patients have really welcomed the fact that they have finally have outreach, because really the key seems to be that we can have embedded people here in our office, behavioral health experts, identify the problems, screen for them properly. Then when I see them again in 6 months, the beauty is I have a frequent touch points. I have frequent interactions via telephonic outreach from my colleagues at TCD. If needed, then we have linkage to the appropriate resources in the community. I can do all this virtually.
We still keep them in the loop on everything that's going on with the patient, but we do take the heavy lift off of their shoulders.
Martha Concanyon is Director of Human Services for TCD Medical. She's been observing how it is lifting the burden for patients and managing their own mental health needs.
Honestly, what I see, it's almost like they can breathe when they know that they have support. Knowing that somebody is there just that they can call. And sometimes that's all that somebody needs is a third party that they can confide in and see if there's, you know, another route that can be taken.
To put in perspective just how prevalent mental illness is becoming, 300 million people across the world suffer from depression. But Dr. Pawlowski says this new collaboration is working for patients.
It's been fantastic. The satisfaction of patients, the patient improvement. We look for deliverables and things we can manage and track over time. We're going to improve outcomes, compliance with medications.
I'm strictly embedded into the practices. So I see the patients actually face-to-face every day.
Ashley Wolf is a behavioral health care specialist at TCD. Wolf works directly with patients.
I see a lot of counseling services being needed. They don't know where to turn next. But, you know, there's other services out there that, you know, maybe even the provider might not even be aware of.
One study indicated only 5% of people get screened for mental health. Yet the CDC indicates a 30% increase of suicides in New York State and Erie County. So this medical program can be literally life-saving for patients.
You know, there's a lot that tug on my heartstrings every day.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.